Vice President Harris sat down for a 45-minute interview this afternoon there with the National Association of Black Journalists. It was a similar format to the conversation former President Donald Trump had with the group this summer, but much less combative. NPR's Asma Khalid was watching. She joins us now. Hey there.
Hi, Juana.
So, Asma, tell us first, what caught your ear?
Well, this was a longer, more substantive Q&A than we have seen Harris give since she became the Democratic nominee. There were a trio of black journalists, all members of NABJ, that conducted the interview, including Tanya Mosley of NPR member station WHYY. And what stood out to me was how the vice president responded to a question about Springfield, Ohio. I'm sure as many listeners know, that city has become the target of bomb threats after Trump repeated debunked conspiracy theories. You know, these were rumors about Haitian migrants eating people's pets. And Harris spoke in really vivid and impassioned terms about this.
It's a crying shame. I mean, my heart breaks for this community.
She spoke about elementary school children who ended up missing school picture day because of bomb threats. And she went on to refer to the baseless allegations being made against Haitians as, quote, lies that are grounded in age-old racist tropes. And she said that, you know, this is nothing new in her view from the former president, but she said it needs to stop.
You mentioned former President Trump there. I wonder, did Vice President Harris mention or have anything to say about the apparent assassination attempt on him that happened over the weekend?
Mm-hmm. She did. She said she spoke briefly with Trump, who is, of course, the Republican presidential nominee, earlier today.
I checked on him to see if he was okay.
Yeah.
And I told him what I have said publicly. There's no place for political violence in our country.
She reiterated that there is a place for disagreement, but that that should not turn into violence. And, you know, she was asked a follow-up that, given some of these threats recently, if she has faith in the Secret Service. And she kind of flipped the question around to talk about the threats that other people in this country are feeling right now. She pointed out that not everybody has the luxury of Secret Service protection. She said she personally does feel safe, but not everybody feels safe, again mentioning that community in Springfield, Ohio.
Asma, thinking back to when former President Trump spoke to this group in late July, I think many of us remember he made headlines then when he questioned Harris's race. Mm-hmm. He said then that she had turned black. And just to be very clear here, Harris is multiracial, her mom from India, her father from Jamaica. When she was speaking to the group, did she talk about her own race at all today?
Well, Harris, I will say broadly, and Juana, you know this, she's not someone who talks a whole lot about her own racial or gender identity. But she did say something today that caught my ear when she was asked about support from black men. Donald Trump has been trying to peel away some of that support. Take a listen to what Harris said.
Black men are like any other voting group. You got to earn their vote. So I'm working to earn the vote, not assuming I'm going to have it because I am black.
It was brief, but there you heard it. I mean, she did speak about her own race. You know, she likes to say that more than her own personal identity, she wants to focus on her values. And I will say, you know, she was very aware of her audience when she, for example, spoke about capping the cost of insulin for seniors. She spoke about the high rates of diabetes in the black population. And then likewise, when she spoke about eliminating medical debt, she referenced the fact that one in four black families is more likely to carry medical debt.
Asma, last thing, did Vice President Harris make any news on the policy front that you heard?
No, not any real new policies. I mean, one nugget she mentioned, which I had not heard her discuss on the campaign trail yet, was that no working family should have to pay more than 7% of their income on child care. It echoes something that the White House has called for some months ago. But by and large, a lot of her policies do echo, you know, the Biden administration's policies. I will say likewise, when she was asked about the war in Gaza and if there was any specific policy change she'd call for to create leverage, she reiterated that they need a ceasefire hostage deal. And she said that is her policy. You know, for this Harris campaign, it's not really about introducing a whole slew of new policies. It's about trying to create a contrast with Donald Trump.
NPR's Asma Khalid, thank you.
Good to speak with you.